All right, word up, Press for Truth. We're here with one of the filmmakers behind the upcoming documentary, Into the Fire. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure, my name's Dan Dix. I'm the director and producer of Into the Fire, said film that we are speaking about today.
Nice. And I guess, what do people have to expect from Into the Fire? What's it really all about?
Well, what people can really expect is the story of what happened here at the G20 summit last summer in Toronto, coming directly from the people who experienced it firsthand. And on top of that, it's a little bit of the story of our experience covering the event. So I interviewed, I don't know, maybe about 30 or 40 people or so, and we're basically getting their story out there so people can see what happened. And yeah, man, just looking forward to getting it out and letting the world see what we've been working on for the last 9 months.
Awesome. And what's your credit on the film?
Well, I'm the director and producer. It's myself, Stephen Davies, and Brian Law. I made my first film with Stephen Davies, The Nation's Deathbed. And then after that, me and Brian Law embarked on a journey together to make United We Fall. And then when the G20 summit came to town, you know, I said, you know, why don't the three of us get together and work on this one together? And so that's what we did. The three of us joined up, teamed up, and we're putting this film together.
Nice. And the last time I talked to you, you mentioned that you're hoping that this could be a final push for a full public inquiry into the G20 and what happened in 2010. Are you hoping that this is going to be an election issue? Because I know right now there's going to be voting coming up in May. So do you think that the G20 is going to be an election issue? Or
it absolutely very well could be. I think the timing of this could potentially be working out to our benefit. I have a feeling this film is going to make national attention. Every single Canadian should be concerned about what they see in this movie, and will be, I have no doubt about that. I do think this film's going to gain national attention, and I think it's going to spread across Canada mainly, and we'll see what kind of an impact it ends up having. The screening should be an interesting night. It's Friday, April 22nd at the Bloor Cinema at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are moving pretty quick, so if you want to make sure you get a seat, we got them online at pressfortruth.ca, or you can get them at conspiracyculture.com. You can go down to 1696 Queen Street West to pick them up, or you can take your chances and get them on the night at the box office.
Awesome. Yeah, Dan Dix, check out pressfortruth.ca and Word of Mouth Wednesday. Dan Dix, I know you're working on the soundtrack as well for Into the Fire. I guess if we're on the radio right now on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, would there be a track you'd recommend us to play?
Sure. I haven't put too many of them out yet. I don't want to give away too much of the music that's going to be in the film before the film comes out. But we put out two of the songs so far. And one of my personal favorites of them is The Whole World is Watching, it's called. It's a little bit on the heavy side. You know, again, this film called for, you know, some different kind of vibes, different kind of emotions. And so, you know, I tried to portray certain things through the music in the film. So that's one of the ones you can check out for sure. It's I like that one. It's my kind of tune.
All right, word up. The whole world is watching. CKLN 88.1.